Channel 90 Grung is joining us, and thank you for doing that, Eric.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a heck of a day in Kenosha, and they've seen a lot of them here lately, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you said protests everywhere, that protests and rallies, I want to make that clear, too. There were protests, but there was also a rally that Reverend Jesse Jackson was at, but also Jacob Blake's family, that was the most interesting type of rally I guess I've seen after a police shooting. It was, they wanted to make it a community event, and that is exactly what they did. They had bouncy houses for kids. They had other activities. They had food. They had music. They said, you know, we are here for justice, but we are also here to help heal the community. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I haven't seen one quite like that. Is it all across Kenosha? Is it just centralized in the spot where we've seen some of these late night protests, or
that's where it's mostly been congregated. All of the protesting and rallies and everything. But however, saying that, there are little pop up groups here and there all over the city. Some people. You know, obviously there's Trump supporters there as well, that are excited that the president's there and is excited that, the president is touring these buildings. It says that, you know, that makes it feel like he cares about us. You know, a number of people, however, feel very, very differently, including, a lot of the elected officials there.
Yeah, I saw that the governor there, Governor Evers, told him not to come, as did the mayor. They were concerned that his presence would sort of create more, you know, just more of sort of the violence, but maybe just kind of stir things up more than they wanted.
Yeah, especially after they'd had some real quiet nights there in Kenosha as well. They just said the timing of this is just not right. But, you know, another thing that Reverend Jackson put out in a statement earlier today that was very interesting, too, he said, you know, President Trump isn't coming here to heal this community. He's coming here to campaign. Of course, he's campaigning on law and order. Reverend Jackson is saying that he's going to be using this backdrop of what happened in Kenosha in while he's out campaigning and saying, you know, I'm gonna stop this, even though it did happen on his watch.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting point that I mentioned at the top of the show is not lost on anyone that this is an important election state. It's a swing state. And that message with which both candidates are delivering, both Biden and the president, law and order and safety and security are things that they're both talking about. And I understand that Joe Biden's team is saying that they plan to go visit the Wisconsin area as well. You know, you wonder in this environment if the governor and mayor are right, but so far it seems as if things are, I don't know from what you can tell, if things are relatively peaceful there. Are they completely peaceful?
I would say, you know, there is a feeling that something could happen, but nothing has happened. Maybe that's just because there was so much anticipation of the possibility of there being some sort of clashes with Trump supporters and those, you know, they're protesting the president being there. But so far, there hasn't been anything violent, that's for sure. You know, it's going to be interesting to see as we head into the evening hours and head into the night what happens and what transpires. You know, with the president leaving here relatively shortly, it could make the night another peaceful one here in Kenosha, too. But it's hard to tell. But there is that feeling of something could happen, but so far nothing has, which is what everybody, Jacob Blake's family has said time and time again, even today said, you know, I understand your feelings and wanting to riot and burn down buildings and stuff, but that's not what we want. That's not, what this movement needs right now. We need you to join us. We need you to be peaceful. We need you to show President Trump, especially while he's here, you know, touring, that this is a community that's going to heal and it's going to heal itself.
Mm-hmm. It's an important message. You know, I confirm for me. I didn't understand it. Jacob Blake's family was going to be meeting with the president, but then that is no longer happening. I understand. Is that happening?
No, what had happened was yesterday the president was asked if he was going to meet with Jacob Blake's family, and he had said at a press conference that he had reached out to the family pastor, who happened to be a pastor, I guess, to Jacob's mother. That pastor then said that, well, I need to contact the attorney for the family, and the president said that he didn't want anything to do with that then, so he said that it wasn't appropriate, is actually the words that he used. And he said he wished them well, and then that was it. You know, the family has spoken, though, with, I do believe, with Biden.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they haven't had a meeting or anything like that, but that could be a possibility, you know, if that trip to Wisconsin does come to fruition.
Yeah, I understand there was a phone call with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and at least one family member, perhaps two. I don't know if the attorney was present or not. This first I'm hearing about attorneys present or you know, whether or not that was a court requirement for the call or the meeting. But is his family, are they front and center during any of the rallies here that you've seen, Eric?
Oh, yeah. They've been very outspoken throughout this. His uncle spoke at great length today, you know, ahead of the president's visit. Talking about, again, you know, we want to heal this community, but we are not leaving this community because we want justice. He said, you know, we just want people to watch the tape. Just look at the tape. The video, of course, is what he's referring to, that shows the shooting that happened now a little more than a week ago. And just if I can circle back with, the Biden-Harris call, I don't know if they had attorneys present for that. I do know, though, that there was more than one family member that had spoken with Biden and Harris. The other thing with President Trump is they were asked, you know, a lot of the family, they don't even want a meeting with the president. They don't like the way he has kind of characterized things that have happened. He says, they said that, you know, they have nothing really to say to him.
Yeah, maybe that's where it just sort of ends. You know, you just, if you can't force something like that, if it's not going to happen, it's just not going to happen. I know the president said that one of the key reasons he was coming there is to thank the National Guard and police officers, but I didn't see on the agenda there that there was a meeting with them. Did I miss that, Eric?
Well, he was trying to meet with law enforcement, you know, but even the police chief of Kenosha said, you know, now is not the right time. He did meet with emergency management officials and things like that, or some of the officials there. But, you know, the other thing with the National Guard, too, is he took a lot of credit for, you know, sending in the National Guard on Twitter and things like that, and you know, the governor does that, not the president, which was a point of contention over the, or actually since yesterday when that kind of came out.
Well, they're federal troops,
this whole visit,
but the governor calls them in. Aren't they federal?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think they are federal troops, right? They're state.
But it's called the National Guard.
Right. But
sure.
But the state, the governor gets to call them and make that decision whether or not.
The governor's the commander-in-chief of the National Guard,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. I apologize.
No, that's okay. One of the other interesting things that came up today is the whole issue of body cams and why the police there in Kenosha were not wearing them. And there's a story about how it was passed in 2017 that the use of body cams was supposed to be across the entire police force in order to increase accountability and collect evidence and that kind of thing. You've seen that here in Chicago, too. They wear the body cams. However, in this case, so few of them were actually wearing them. And I talked to a police officer source here, and he said that, you know, they're very expensive and that cost is often a reason why they don't. And he said that it's an incredible amount per month for the Chicago police to actually fund them. I don't know if that was the key issue there. I don't know why they weren't. It certainly, I just know that the interaction some reporters are having with the Kenosha Police Department, they haven't actually helped themselves in all of the explaining throughout all of this and being open with information.
Well, one of from my understanding, they do have audio of the interaction with Jacob Blake, but not the video. But I also understand that the department doesn't have it issued for, I don't know if it's all the officers or just some of the officers, but I know it's not like a department-wide thing where every officer does wear a body camera there. You know, I think this is not just about Jacob Blake. I mean, I think communities, anytime a shooting like this happens, they want as much information as they can get, and they want the departments and cities to be as transparent as possible in all cases. So, I mean, that's always been something that's been at the forefront, not only at this shooting, but I think at a lot of these shootings that we've seen around the country.
Hang on one second. I want to hear from Lorraine, Eric. Go ahead, Lorraine. You're on WGN.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to say that I'm aware that WGN is a very blatantly Democratic station, and all of you sound very disappointed that there hasn't been any rioting up to this point. But I'm sure if everyone sticks around long enough, the Democrats could get something stirred up so you have some talking points for later today.
I'll tell you what, Lorraine, I am not in that camp. I really am not. I'm truly not in the camp where I'd like to see any rioting, any violence, any businesses burned. And I think a lot of folks are. I mean, truly, when it comes down to it, there's no, if you sense any disappointment in my voice, you're finding something that wasn't there. Let's go back to Eric, though, here for a second. I am hearing calls for calm from everyone right now in Kenosha. They've seen a lot in that city, and there's been a lot of pain, and you know, the solutions are harder to find than most of us would like to admit. But it is absolutely, I have heard these calls, and there is a zero disappointment from me when you hear that things are peaceful. I think we're all kind of hopeful that we'll get through this, and that this is they're stemming the tide of this violence, and it looks as if it's been that way.
I think the violence actually works against the Democrats politically.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
I think that's what you're sort of seeing. We talked about that earlier with Pat Brady, that in terms of you saw Joe Biden come out with a much stronger message about this, the violence and the looting, after the convention, when it seemed that the president sort of was seizing this issue and making it known that he was going to take this seriously. But the Democrats weren't, and they said, whoa, 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 this is his America now. He's responsible for it. His response has been,
yeah,
these
are
Democrat-controlled places.
Areas. Eric, have you seen any signs, you know,
I think Eric might have lost him there. So, yeah, but what were you going to ask?
Well, maybe he addressed it and I didn't hear it, Anna. You know,
he's back. We got him back.
Okay. Of these people who are sort of, and I don't want to use the word vigilante, but it's the best one right now, I guess. But Eric, have you seen any of those guys who might have been up there last week or earlier this week, around there today?
No one, I haven't seen that anywhere today. It doesn't mean that, I mean, obviously I've been to a couple of different spots at different times today, so, but any of those spots that I've been to where most of the interaction has been between protesters and police or National Guard or what have you, I haven't seen anybody like that was carrying around weapons that weren't law enforcement.
Hey, Eric, I just got a minute here, but I do want to ask you something pretty exciting going on. I know you're in Kenosha, but at some point you'll be returning back to Channel 9, I presume, and over at Bradley Place, they've got the launch of News Nation tonight. That's got to be pretty exciting, the buzz around the station.
It's absolutely. Yeah. What a time to be starting a news channel and, what they're trying to do. It's amazing. And it's fun to see how it's taken shape, and I can't wait to watch tonight, hopefully with the rest of the country here, because you've got some very top quality journalists, running that show over there, and it's exciting, and it's exciting to even just be around, to be honest with you.
Which is a big story, but not the biggest one. Eric's a new dad.
Congratulations, Eric.
I missed the lead.
I buried the lead, as they like to say in the business. Oh my gosh. Boy or girl?
Oh boy, Elliot.
Oh.
They are just the most darling pictures on Instagram and social media.
Well, I know your wife Stephanie posts a lot on Instagram. I just haven't been on. I got to check it out now. All right.
Yes, absolutely. It's hard not to like it.
Oh, congrats, Eric.
You're going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man, thank you so much. It's hard for me to put into words because I don't even know how to explain what excitement and fun that it's been.
Oh, that's awesome, Eric. Well, congrats to both of you, and say hello to your wife, too. So thanks for your time today. I know it's a super busy day for you.
Oh, absolutely, and I will, and thank you both.